What happens is they're wandering around the paddock with the girls day after day, and then all of a sudden their waters break and they focus on that spot, because when they're full of estrogen, which they are at lambing, they become very, very highly attracted to birth fluids. Then their lamb or lambs appear, and because of the stimulus of the birth canal, you've now got oxytocin flying around there, which really helps the ewe bond with the lamb. So that's what she's got to do, bond with the lamb. But the temptation is to leave the lamb and wander off with the rest of the flock. And so we think that what the ewe has to put up with is that brief period of social isolation, which may only last a day or two while she looks after her lamb.
So it would seem that you're testing sheep to see if they can deal with social isolation, and then would it then be an indication that if a ewe can deal with social isolation, she stands a better chance of mothering up with her lamb and therefore raising a healthy lamb?
That's exactly it, but I know you want more. And at Trangie, we're actually able to demonstrate differences in this characteristic in young rams. So it's possible that we'll be able to select rams for the mothering ability of their daughters.
Now, Edward, if I can bring you in at this stage, anyone who's worked in the sheepyards, who, you know, there's a lot of hours spent in the sheepyards watching stock, and you do see characteristics in animals, don't you?
Yes. The way they hold themselves, the way they react to humans entering their flight zone, we're finding the ones that stand in the arena and are quiet and don't move much are also much more individualistic. They react to people in their personal space, whereas the ones that are quite happy to be moved around by humans and handled by humans, when they're socially isolated in the arena, they run around quite a bit and bleat quite a bit. So we can look at the behaviour of animals and hopefully from the results of this study determine which ones are reproductive and which ones should really be for meat production.